when there's money in the bank, you can see the vision. I'm Jimmy jamming like I'm Charles, while you merely listen to my rendition. Lyricism is my sole condition. To be so mighty with the pen, I control the rhythm. No opposition to my swatch in my boombox. Duffel bag and a few locks while you watch. Listen harder, fill your cup with muddy waters. And the ice cube, show you a super nice dude.
Yo, we are back, baby. Episode 135. Swatches and boomboxes, motherfucker. Some of y'all, this has popped up on your subscription feed. Like, what? You know, we surprised you. And I'm excited to bring this back. Neil, I would say on behalf of this team, we're excited.
100%. It's been a long time coming. 4 years, so, actually.
Yeah. 4 years in the making, baby. 4 years in the making. That's right. So if you just are like, look, I'm looking for a 90s, early 2000s hip-hop podcast to fuck with, you found the right place. You know, this is Jim Search. You can find me at Jim Search on all social media. And then, you know, hit me up at jimsearchcomedy.com for all that good stuff. And, of course, for the show, swatchesandboomboxes@gmail.com. Now, I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm real excited to lay it up to my man who is on the sunnier side of the country, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yeah,
right now.
I appreciate that intro. My name is Neil Charles, and I am coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, you know, sunny L.A., and you can find me at neilcharles.com, but you can also find me, all my social media is hella different. You could find me on Twitter as Neil Charles FTW, and you can find me on Instagram at Certified Hilarious. Now, I had people actually, like, I forgot the name of the dude, but he sent me a message, and in regards to the podcast, it was like, what happened? Like, if we, like, broke up or something like that, or if there was beef, there's none
no.
of that. I was like, nah, man, we'll be right
None
back.
Of that.
And now is that time. We're back. Look at that.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? And that's a thing, right? Is like you when you see like this, because, you know, look, I've produced enough podcasts and been in the podcast world long enough that when, like, you know, the show stops and, like, it, abruptly as such, there is that speculation of just like, oh, is there a problem? Nah,
sure,
man,
did.
Life got in the way.
Sure did. Like, we both like, moved and things happened, man.
Yeah, man, but understand that, you know, Neil is my man, 1,000 grand on the other side of this land, so don't here to dispel the rumor of one person who was like,
you know what? What people don't know, they'll fill in the blanks, and then whatever is true in their mind becomes true in reality. And that's just not so. I mean, first of all, Jim Search is my brother. Outside of
that's
podcasting
right.
and whatever, even if we just say comedy, that is my brother. Jim Search is family
for me. And Neil Charles is fam right back, man. Like, listen, you know, outside of, you know, the podcast world, in the world of comedy, and I was at a show last night, and I told somebody, I was like, listen, I have met some of the best people in life through stand-up, and I have met some of the worst people
100%.
Through comedy. And I'm happy to say that right now I am on a show with one of the best people I've met in comedy, and that is why we could take 4 years and not do the shit, and then I could text Neil and be like, yo, man, let's fucking do this shit again, man. Like,
but then we still talk all the time. So it's not like it was like, well, I have no idea what Jim's... I know exactly what Jim is doing, and Jim knows exactly what I'm doing.
That's right, so, man. I know where he's at. So that's where we are, man. So, yeah, listen, we've been kind of on our own solo adventures of life, but that doesn't mean that is not my bro, and that's not my homie, and that's not my friend. So, like, and I know I haven't told a lot of people. I only told the good minister maestro over at Beer Wax, that we were coming back, and I will say he was very excited to hear that we're doing this one more time. So, listen, you know, it's been 4 years since we have talked anything like hip-hop related, and if you're new to the show, then you should know that the era that we really talk about is the 90s into the early 2000s, and within the last 4 years, we've had some real heavy heavy moments in terms of hip-hop, in that we just passed 50 years of hip-hop. Hip-hop has been alive and well for 50 years as of last year. So I guess this would make year 51. Now, you know, I got all in my feelings because I'm a big ham about this. And, you know, on the birthday of hip-hop, I took a picture of all the CDs that, like, I was indoctrinated with that, like, you know what I'm saying, at, like, 14, 15 years old. I still got them. I still have all of my CDs, you know. Yeah, so I just to go to show how much that I really, really love this and was able to be alive long enough to see this now turn 50, which was incredible. I mean, I don't know what was going on in L.A. in terms of hip-hop celebration, et cetera, but, like, there were so many concerts last summer. Like, it was incredible, the amount of shows that I got to go see. Like, I went to go see the Lox. I saw the Lox for, like, $10, right? Like,
nice.
I saw Wu-Tang for free. The Wu-Tang Clan put on a free concert in the middle of Queens this past summer. And
that's dope.
It was incredible, man. Like, and if you know anything about this guy talking right now, I've been a fan of Wu-Tang since I was about 16 years old. So this 41-year-old man got to see the entire clan, rest in peace, Old Dirty Bastard, perform live, and it worked out great, man. I mean, listen, the stars aligned. There's a writer's strike, so they weren't shooting anything, and Method Man was in the building, baby.
Yep.
Because that guy is on TV all the time. But yeah, it was dope, man. Like, you know, I saw the Clips. I mean, fucking the Clips. Which, you know, if you follow them like I have, like, you know, Malice, or No Malice, as he once dubbed himself, was like,
right. Hey,
I'm not doing cocaine rap anymore. Well, Neil, I'm here to tell you that was not true this summer.
I believe it.
Because
Pusha T, he's never gone away. So that's...
No.
He's a very prominent figure in hip-hop.
And he will continue to talk about cocaine.
Oh yeah. Some things just don't change.
No. I don't want that. I don't want that to change at all for him. And yeah, look, there was a lot of great moments over the last 4 years. I mean, particularly, I feel like they all kind of like bottlenecked last year, right? Because, you know, the other three, I don't know, there weren't that big ass celebrations about hip hop music, and, you know, it was really incredible to see something that, like, you know, you go back to the history of it, right?
Right.
This was a fad. This wasn't even supposed to last. This wasn't recognized as a genre of music, right?
Yep.
So the Grammys wouldn't air it on television. The Grammys didn't even have it as a musical category, right? To now seeing, I mean, listen, there's a picture. I went to Rock the Bells, which is a whole other, like, you want to talk like hip hop fantasy camp. Just like, I mean, I got there late and, like, I just missed boot camp click. But I mean, the lineup was just, it was everybody. Like, I can't even, like, all the people you'd think of were on stage. And, you know, LL Cool J headlined it, and Black Thought was his hype man.
Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a combo right there.
Right. Like, can you, like, I mean, Black Thought, who, let's say, is probably one of the, if not one of the greatest rappers ever to do it, is sitting here backing up, you know, Cool James. And I was like, this is incredible. So, you know, it was what I was saying, what I meant to go with was how I went to, so I went to Rock the Bells, and we got from, you know, a time when, like, nobody even checked for hip hop to now where, like, Charmin is there and there's, like, two big, like, toilet paper guys standing there with, like, gold chains on. And I'm like, listen, say what you will about, like, corporatizing of hip hop, but, like, this shit has come a very long way. I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, right? So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you look at, like, how music videos used to be and what they are now, before, like, when hip hop first started, you had a bunch of your friends, and maybe you went to the park or on your block.
Yep.
And that was your music video. Now you're looking at full-on movies. You're looking at Lamborghinis and Ferraris and set locations and whatnot. And, you know, because they didn't want to put any music, they didn't want to put any money into the music. So now it's like, this is a marketable thing. And now companies and music's, you know, agencies are willing to throw money at it, big money,
serious money, so, because they see the profitability, man. Like,
yep.
You know, just as a quick note, like, this, there was, I'm gonna paraphrase the story, but basically there was like an Adidas rep at a Run DMC show, and I forgot, it was one of the managers, one of the handlers was just like, you know, watch this show. And the Adidas guy is on the fence and just like, okay, you know, he didn't know, right? And then Run goes, you know, I want everybody out there to put their Adidas sneaker up in the air. And that entire stadium took off their shoe and held up an Adidas. And he was like, okay, I get it. Like, you have given us a free marketing, but made our sneaker look cool as fuck.
Yep.
So,
and like the great KRS-One said, it's not a genre of music, it's a culture.
It really is, and it's a culture.
Hip-hop is a culture.
It's a lifestyle, and, like, you know, there's so much of a world that exists around it, and, you know, at the risk of being naive about all of it, it's like, you know, I still love it, because, you know, you hear, like, I don't know, you hear these motherfuckers who are like, you know, hip hop is dead. I don't listen to hip hop anymore. It's, you know, it's whack. It's this, that, and the third. I used to, but it's like, nah, man. I mean, good music exists and will continue to exist. And
yep.
We can celebrate the culture and celebrate something that means so much to so many people around the world. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Internationally. And like anything, it has a history and is constantly evolving. So what it started out as is not the same thing 40 years in.
Absolutely. And you know, and furthermore, and this is a good segue because I do want to touch on this, is I was at Sean Price's mural this past year, right?
Ah, yes.
And we're going to get into that in a minute. But I was at the mural this year. As I've gone every year. It's right in my neighborhood. I walk.
I've gone with you when I've been in town.
Right, that's right. I mean, there are pictures to prove it. You know, shout out to the homie Johnny Mack, who's been on the show. You know, I went over there. I went over to the mural this year, and there is a woman from Germany who showed up. I mean, she was in town for like Hip Hop 50 and all that. But, like, just to show you the power, like, here's yet another example of the staying power and how much this music resonates with so many people that, like, you know, this woman from the other side of the world was here in town and came to the mural in Brooklyn. And, you know, it's funny. She was like, where are all of the rappers? And I said to her, I'm like, well, you know, this isn't a show, right? Like,
right.
This is the anniversary of one of the best rappers to ever do it passing away. And so we all, you know, a lot of people come here to pay their respects, gather and that sort of thing. But like, you know, there isn't going to be a opening act or anything like that. I hope you didn't buy a ticket to Sean Price's mural.
Bought a ticket to outside.
Yeah, to the corner of what is it, like Kingston and forget Cross Street. It's like Bergen, I think. Anyway, but I bring that up because again, a lot of things have happened in 4 years since we have done this podcast, and I want to give a I guess rest in peace to the mural, because that mural had been taken down in November of this year, and it's a real shame. It was a real travesty. You know, shout out to Bernadette, and you know, she tried to organize people to get over there before it came down, but the building lied on her and said, you know, well, we're going to take it down tomorrow, and they started taking it down the day of. So,
yeah,
not a lot of people
they do that. I mean, the same thing kind of happened to Five Points.
Yep.
People tried to save Five Points, and shout out to Mirrors One.
Yep.
That created the mural, and he had a big hand in Five Points as well. And one night, they just painted over the whole place,
which is fucking nuts, right? Because like, you know, there as much as, and that's the other thing, right? As much as like. People, or I would say corporations, as much as corporations invest in hip hop, right? And as much as people enjoy the music, and you know, look, as we said, like the worldwide influence of hip hop. You have break dancers in Brazil, you got graffiti writers in Paris, you got DJs in Japan. Like you have folks from around the world who celebrate this art and actively live this culture.
Can't cover that up.
Yeah.
Can't erase it.
But, you know, you
too big.
Yeah, it's too big to fully be erased. At the same time, you know, there's businesses who just genuinely don't give a fuck. Because, like, you know, for whatever it's worth, it's like, you know, we love Sean Price. We celebrated that mural. We went there every year. But the guy that bought that building was like, I don't know who that is. And you know, it's yet another sign of gentrification. That is a different podcast, but I feel like it's important to bring that up. Now, also, a lot of things happened. Again, so many things have happened in 4 years. One of which is I dropped a comedy album. There's a comedy album that is out, Upstate Understandings. It's my very first comedy album. Shout out to Rob Adler. For the production tip, shout out to Adam Russell on the cover design, and also shout out to Regal Monk, who was the last episode 4 years ago when we did the main ingredient. But I want to shout him out as well because he did the beat for the intro and outro of my album. You know,
yes,
so
sir.
I want to make sure, you know, with our resurgence of our podcast, that we make sure we give him a shout out for that as well. So, you know, that's we wanted to just kind of bring everybody up to speed with the show and let y'all know that we've got a lot more episodes to come. And I'm very excited to be able to bring this back. You know, we miss our boombox heads, I guess. our boxers, our boomboxers. I don't know what
the swatchers.
Our swatchers, yeah.
Whatever they want to call themselves, whatever it is.
Yeah. Whatever it is for you, right? But, you know, with that, you know, I think we're going to jump up out of here. You know, again, we want to say thank you guys for being patient. You were very patient with us in this show. But I assure you that we're going to be back and giving you some more episodes, man. So, again, swatches and boomboxes at gmail.com. Find me at Jim Search on all social media, jimsearchcomedy.com. You know, I got links for everything over on my sites and all that jazz too. Neil, anything you want to say to our homies before we bounce out of here?
I'm just happy to be back, but also at the same time, within that 4 years, we lost a lot of good people, people we didn't get a chance to have on the podcast, and just people that aren't with us anymore that were important to us. So, you know, with that being said, I just want to give a RIP to our very good friends, Kenny DeForest.
Yep.
And Neil Nanda, which were two amazing friends and comedians that we lost, you know, in these not too long ago, in these past in at least the past year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, and I second that. And on behalf of our show, we want to say rest in peace to Neil and Kenny. And, you know, Kenny had just moved to the neighborhood I live in. And, mm-hmm. you know, was seeing him around the hood and, you know, did his show a couple times. You know, he had just moved, like I said, and he was like, yo, I'm trying to find out where to go, this, that. I'm like, well, let me tell you.
Yep.
You know, so, but yeah, definitely want to say rest in peace to both of them and their families. We think about them and their friends as well.
Yeah.
Give them all the love and support our show can give.
Yep.
All right, folks, on that, stay tuned, stay tapped in, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.